What's up, everybody, and welcome back to the PK Podcast. I'm your host, Nicholas Rodriguez.
And I'm Juan Rodriguez.
He's
and
we the other
here
host.
To talk about life,
love,
and spirituality
through the eyes of a pastor
and his boy.
And his little tiny baby boy. This baby boy's a little mad today.
My boy's mad today. He's a mad little boy.
I'm mad. I'm a mad guy. Because we just recorded, and this might sound a little bit familiar. Because this has happened before. But this is on another level.
Different level. Next level.
Yeah.
Anger.
Because before, if you tuned into season 2, episode Shattered Expectations, you might remember that we spoke about how the episode was lost because I had saved over the file
dun, dun, dun.
Of the thing. It was something I had messed up and it ruined the entire thing because I just clicked the wrong file.
Wrong file clicked.
But this time, I'm a little bit more mad about something more ridiculous.
Yes.
It was really, really dumb and made me really, really mad because this wasn't something that I could have changed.
Yes.
So we come into the studio, Duck Duck Goose Studios.
No, not Duck Duck Goose. Elite Podcaster Studios by Duck Duck.
Productions?
Production.
Okay, so we come to the Duckers. And we meet up with the Duckies, and they're showing us their new studio, and they're
super cool stuff.
They're quacking about. It looks really nice. They have some cool new recording equipment and stuff.
We love it.
We love it. We're in love with it. And so they're showing us this. We're ready. Getting ready to record the podcast. It's been a while. And a little prompt comes up that says, would you like to restart the computer? You need to restart the computer. And I said, not now. I'll do it later.
Yep.
Right? And then that same thing pops up again in the middle of the recording of the podcast.
Uh-oh.
And I clicked, not now. I'll do it later. Right?
Right.
I specifically said, not now. I will restart the restart manually
right.
option. Okay? And it was the worst timed thing.
Yes.
Okay? It was the worst possible time thing because it wasn't in the middle of recording the podcast. And then we go, we lost 20 minutes. That's all right. We didn't talk about everything. So it's
true.
Fine. We can go in and do it. It wasn't that. It wasn't even 30 minutes.
Mm-mm.
We just finished recording the podcast.
Yes.
And I quite literally looked over to my father and I said, that was a really good first episode.
Yes, he did.
That was a good first episode.
Uh-huh.
Great job.
Yeah.
And then the computer restarts.
Without the podcast being saved.
Without the podcast being saved. And a lot of you audio heads, a lot of you techies might think that it's a little bit lame for us to be using Audacity, but that's what we use because it's convenient, it's free, and it works, and it's good. Okay? It's really easy to set up, and it's really nice. And Audacity is known to have an autosave function. Don't know if the restart was a little bit too quick for the autosave function to occur.
Right.
But it didn't save. And so I spent hours. That's a lie.
Maybe one
solid hour. Going and trying to go into the command center of the computer and start to code stuff and try and recover files. And I found it, but it's stuck in a file type where it just won't come out. So it's there. It's there and it's looking at me.
Mm.
Because I know what it sounds like because we recorded it.
Yes.
But I can't reopen it.
So in this episode, we are talking about when things happen out of our control.
When things happen out of our control, and I think... Well, that's a smaller detail I can go into because things happening out of my control is always something that has angered me.
Yes.
And I think it's why I don't like, I've never had a surprise birthday party, so I can't say how that would make me feel. Right? But I can say that the surprises that have occurred, I don't like.
Mm.
Right? Like, to the point of having, like, if a friend came over to my house.
Yeah.
Without telling me,
mm-hmm.
a lot of people are like, oh, yeah, what's up, buddy? What's up, man? I'm just doing some homework, but you can come in, right?
Mm-hmm.
I don't like that.
Wow.
When somebody just comes over unannounced.
Do not come to our house.
Do not come to our house without letting me know. You said without letting me know.
Without letting us know.
Okay. So don't. It's just. I'm in the middle of this. If you've ever watched Emperor's New Groove.
Cartoon
movie. He's sitting on his throne. He's doing his dance. He's singing his song. And then suddenly this old man goes in and he goes, "You threw off my groove." And then he gets thrown out the window. That's what I'm going to do to you if you throw off my groove.
That's right. So he feels like throwing this computer up against the wall because it shut down on him right after we finished our episode.
Yeah.
When things are out of your control.
You're doing the same thing you did for Shattered Expectations.
I'm just putting it out there. How do you feel when things are out of your control?
Yes, when things are out of your control, whether it be neutral or negative, or if it's positive, I can't imagine how that feels because I've never had a positive surprise in my entire freaking life. Maybe a present and going, "Oh, look, a present." I like presents, right? But besides that, surprises in general, I don't like things being out of my know, like knowing that it's going to happen. Mm-hmm. I don't like things being out of my control. I don't like when things happen that are out of my control. It even gets to the point where if I know that something will cause things to happen that are out of my control, I immediately feel more safe around those things because I know that something is going to happen that's out of my control, mm-hmm. if that makes any sense.
Yeah.
Like, again, like school. Me and you have talked about this before. Like school. When school asks you for money or mm-hmm. you get asked for bills that you didn't expect mm-hmm. or they mess up your classes yeah. or something like that, I expect that to happen.
Yeah.
So I don't lose it when those things happen. I get so bad. I'm like, "What? This is so out of nowhere. What's going on?" I go, "Yeah, this was expected."
Because schools always make mistakes with accounting.
Because schools do that.
Yes.
Okay. So my primary issue comes from not even knowing that things are out of my control, because that's when something's really out of your control. Because if I know that something's going to cause things that are out of my control, you know what's in my control? The decision of whether or not I'm going to be around that thing.
Mm-hmm.
If that makes any sense.
Right.
So what do you have to say about this, Dad?
Well, I think that things will always happen to us that are out of our control, period. It's just a fact of life. Things will always happen that are out of our control. We can't do anything about these things that come our way, whether it be you getting sick, having to go to the hospital and paying this humongous bill
yeah.
that you have to pay because you were in the hospital. Whether it be, you know, getting sick within itself, because sometimes something bad happens to us, physically speaking, and we can't control that, you know. Like this COVID thing that has happened, right? You can't control that sometimes. As much as you want to protect yourself, sometimes you just will get it. So, you know, all these things can happen in our lives, and it's not under our control. We can't do anything about it. And it's frustrating. I think that's probably the main word that we can say. It's a very frustrating thing to go through. Or, you know, some of that's working and companies come together and they have to get rid of people and fire people. And you get fired. Like you're a good worker. You've done a good job. But for whatever reason, now you're not part of the person that they want to be a part of the team. And so you get fired, and it's terrible. It's frustrating. That's totally out of your control, and that's even more diminishing because now you've lost an income. And
yeah.
Now what are you going to do? You have to find a new job. So I think these things that happen to us, it's very frustrating. It can get us very angry, you know, or a car accident, you know. You're not driving.
Yeah.
You're driving fine, and then someone hits you.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Like they were the bad driver in this scenario, and you get hit.
Right, but
and
still, again, you have to pay for it.
You pay for it, or you get hurt even.
Right, you get hurt.
So there's
right.
So many,
I mean, not pay for it like in money, but you have to pay essentially. That for somebody else's actions,
right.
You now have to – something is going to affect you negatively because of somebody else's action.
So I think the thing is that things will always happen,
yes.
No matter what it is, whether it's a computer shutting down, whether it's not enough toilet paper in a supermarket.
Is that a thing still?
No, that's not a thing now.
Oh, okay.
But I'm just saying, you know, for a while it was, right? So it's, you know, things are just out of your control. You can't find a certain thing that you're looking for, or something gets broken in your home. And these are just things that happen. And so I think that more important than kind of like dwelling in those things that you have no control over, the one thing that we do have control is how we react to those things that are out of our control.
Yeah.
How will we face that? How will we deal with that? And what we do have in control is that reaction. What we do have in control is our feelings and when going through it.
So it's not being a reactive person, because it's very easy to immediately, because what's the other word? There's reactive and there's, what is it, proactive?
Proactive, yeah.
Right. So, and this is something that mommy used to tell me all the time.
Yeah.
Right.
You have a good mom.
I have a really good mommy. Right. So my mama used to tell me about the difference between reactive and proactiveness. Maybe it was in school when she was teaching me.
Yeah.
But I just remember that there was something about how you're always going to react to something immediately when it happens. Mm-hmm. But being a reactive person is taking that reaction and writing it. Like, that is how I feel, mm-hmm. right? So your immediate reaction, now this is how I'm going to feel, confirmed, right?
Mm-hmm.
I'm locking myself into this state. But it is possible, and it gets harder the more you stay in a reactive state, it is possible that you react and then you go, boom, push out of it, right? You go, oh, what the heck? You're mad, rightfully, right? Rightfully so, mad about something, because I think... rightfully, I'm very mad about this laptop because it shut down when I was in the middle of doing something. It shut down, right? But immediately afterwards, even though I was still mad while I was doing it and I was angrily typing, I would like to think I was a little bit proactive, just a little bit, because I started trying to find a solution instead of just being mad at it, though the solution took a very long time and garnered zero results. I tried, but I will admit I was still angry, and I am still angry, right? So in a sense, I am still writing that reaction, but I feel like, because I didn't, I think this is actually a good thing about when something happens, a circumstance that's outside of your control, something that you have had no idea that it could have happened, right? And it affects you negatively, is... because for some people, including myself, you react to something that affects you negatively, and then you go, oh, man, I'm so mad, and you want to push out of it, but there's that feeling. Remember, we tried to record the episode with the other topic, and I couldn't because I was still so mad,
mm-hmm.
right? But this is when it comes into knowing things about yourself, learning things about yourself, and kind of knowing the difference between, like, a flaw and a... and something that is just about you, right? Something that you know about yourself so that you can help yourself better in the future, right? So for me, it's hard for me to be reactive and then go, and then get inside my head and go, all right, it's okay, right? What helps me almost immediately, and it's what this is doing right now, is that I was very reactive, and then I said, you know what, Dad? Let's make an episode talking about this.
Mm-hmm.
Because I know that that's going to help me.
All right.
Because for me, being inside my own head is the worst possible outcome.
Scary.
It's the worst. There is an evil dungeon in my brain of evil thoughts, right? So when I go in my brain, it's almost like, stay angry. You're so mad. You want to just be the – you want to scream, right? So I don't want to be in there. But then when I'm not trying to think about being okay, then I'm just still mad. So accessing outward things is what helps me,
I think,
to begin being proactive.
I think that can help everyone. I think everyone that allows themselves to stay angry for whatever happened out of their control.
Yeah.
And if they stay in that place, I think that's very unhealthy. They need to be able to have an outlet where they can talk about it. So whether it's talking to a parent, a friend, a teacher, or whatever, if you have someone that you can just share with them, you know, how you're feeling of something that was out of your control, that really is like therapy. You know, you go to someone.
Having
you go
someone
to a doctor,
you can confide in.
And you just
very
talk to them
thing.
And share with them and tell them what's going to happen in your mind, how angry you are, how you're frustrated you are, things that were out of your control. That is very healthy to do, and that's kind of like what you're doing now.
And, you know, I think that's a good that's a good trait when you're kind of choosing your very close friends, right? If I have a friend that I know that if I tried to talk to them about a way that I'm feeling and they would just either blow it off or not care, that's immediately I'm just going to, like, goof around with you and you're a fun guy, you know, but at the end of the day, like, we're not really friends because you can't come to me because you won't come to me and you don't want me to come to you, right?
Mm-hmm.
So at the end of the day, I think that that's having someone you can confide in, that's like what makes a real friend or, you know, even family. Even though you never listen to me, you never want to listen to my problems or anything. Neither is mom or my brothers. They never want to listen to me.
Whatever.
Anyways. So that I think that talking to people, it definitely helps everyone. It's just like I can never just like – because people, they go, let me sit down and let me think, right? They put mm-hmm. themselves into a calm, almost meditative state.
Yeah, that helps people, true.
I can't do that.
Yeah, we're all different.
Yeah, exactly. I can't do that. I have to talk to someone, and it's going to seem like I'm mad.
Right.
Because I need to express everything that I'm trying to get across.
Right.
And being able to do that with you, Dad, is pretty cool. listening to all my stuff. But see, what really grinds my gears.
Ooh, grinding your gears.
And I don't know if this is a I don't think this is just me.
Okay.
I think it happens to other people too.
Mm-hmm.
And it's the sheer timing of things happening that are outside of your control.
Right.
Right. The timing of it just being so perfect on the dot to make you so mad. Like, it's a pressure point of anger.
Mm.
And usually when those start, there's a domino effect.
That's right.
But how? Like, how does that happen legitimately? Because, again, like, when I was at Papa John's?
Yeah.
When I was driving for Papa John's? And a thing happened where I backed out and it hit the guy's rear light, mm-hmm. right? So it was already messed up there, right? So it scratched that. I had to wait around there. Then battery dies in my car.
Mm-hmm.
My battery's dead. And then also so happens to be a day where I got like zero tips. So I'm there for hours. My battery dies. The back of the car is scratched. So now what? Now, like... How are you going to do that? And I'm sweaty and I feel terrible and it's the worst.
Right.
The only saving grace is that there was like attractive woman that was there that I was talking to while I was waiting to start up the battery again. But but that was it. Right? And it wasn't like I, you know, it's not like she was there for a super long time. So it's not like I like got to know her, became friends with her, or, like got married to her or anything. but that domino effect puzzles me. Because I'm pretty sure it happens to a lot of people.
Mm-hmm.
But how? What my thought process is that it's caused by ourselves.
Yeah.
Right? Even though the battery thing makes no sense.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? But some of these things are caused by ourselves, right? Like, let's say you drop your phone and you crack it and you go, oh my gosh, no. Right, so you're mad, and then you get up out of your bed to get it, but because you're so mad about your phone being cracked, at that point, you're not even paying attention from the distance from your head to your bed,
uh-huh.
So then you go bonk, and you bonk your head, and now you're in a bunch of pain,
uh-huh.
And then somebody busts in the room and then goes, hey, man, I need you to do this for me right now.
Uh-huh.
So then now you have to go do that for them, and you go, okay, first let me have a bowl of cereal, but you're all out of milk.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, some of that is like... Some of that stuff is like out of your control. Obviously, the person going into your bedroom and asking you for help for something.
Right. Not right? Just asking you, telling you.
Yeah,
now you have to do
you,
it. You have to do it now.
You, telling you to have to do it. That's one thing. But, of course, you know, the phone thing and the head thing and the milk. You should have bought milk. You know, some of that is caused by you. But in that moment, it is a domino effect of all these negative things that are happening all at once.
Yes.
And so you feel not just that those things are out of your control, but that your life becomes out of control in that moment.
Yeah, that's what it is, right? That's the big key right there, right?
It's a key.
That's the key. And it's this. Chukink. This is that's the unlocking sound effect. And here it is. It's this. It's not just that those individual things are being messed up. It's that right now, my present bubble of my life that I'm living in, mm-hmm. things that I can see, feel, understand, hear, smell, everything is going crazy.
Chaos.
Everything is chaos.
Chaotic.
Chaotix?
No, okay.
Knuckles Chaotix?
No.
Sonic the Hedgehog?
No.
Mercy. But everything's chaotic. Everything's ruined, okay? Mm-hmm. So, because in that present thing, everything that you were trying to do is now ruined. Everything's ruined. I can't do anything, right?
Right.
So it really is like, because it's just in that bubble, even though overall your life, you know, isn't going to be, like, the next day won't be directly impacted by the day before it, right? But in that present moment, life is falling apart.
Right. And that happens to people that suffer with anxiety a lot, too. That one thing can just knock over another thing, and then you feel like your life is out of control. And that's what I see, and I think it's important for us to see the bigger picture, right? Just because this moment is out of control does not mean that your life is out of control.
Exactly.
And I think that's where we make decisions to try to see that bigger picture and also ask God to help us see the bigger picture, because He obviously has the bigger picture just in this one piece of the puzzle of your journey, that the piece of the puzzle seems to be broken and you can't seem to fit it into that day's journey, doesn't mean that the rest of the picture is all broken and messed up. And I think it's important for us to understand that situation, totally out of your control, we're frustrated, we're angry, and it's okay to feel those things, but how will you now continue with the rest of your day or your week or your month, knowing that this moment of being or things happening to you that were out of your control should not impact or should not lead you to think that that means that your life is out of control,
right?
And you have no control of how you feel,
right,
through that process, because then that can just make you feel worse and it can lead you
you're kind of feeding into
a deeper situation that's negative.
Just because the PK podcast episode was lost, it doesn't mean we have to cancel the PK podcast, right?
Exactly. We can always re-record that episode.
Eventually. And, you know, the network's shutting us down anyway, so we might get canceled anyways because of all the terrible things that we've done. But, you know, we're on for one more season. We signed a contract. We're on for one more season. Thank you, Ducks. Thank you, Duck Duck Productions. But I think that that's where being mature comes into play, right?
Mm.
Having to make that decision, because that's a very adult decision you have to make,
mm-hmm.
to do something like that, because by the time that, you know, you're dropping your phone and hitting your head on your bed, right, that might be happening when you're a kid, right? You're like a teenager. But by the time you're an adult and you're in your own place and all those things happen and you react, you can't react the same way. Bro, you got to go to work.
Mm-hmm.
Bro, nobody's in your house to feel bad for you.
Right.
Right? And I think that brings up something that I think I didn't even think to talk about on the podcast, but I think is really important to talk about on the podcast, which I won't have it take up too much time, but it can be kind of the closer talking about this.
All right.
It's a very big event that happened in my life, and you know about it, Dad.
Mm-hmm.
It's the camp event.
That's funny that you're going to even talk about this right now.
I think it's good.
All right.
I think it's good to talk about.
Do it, man.
Because I
hit it.
I learned something from the camp event, and what I learned from the camp event is how to make decisions like an adult.
All right.
Right. How to not be reactive, right? How to be proactive, and it all kind of ties towards that. So, I had applied to go to a camp, unnamed camp.
unnamed camp.
We'll call it Camp Kikiwaka.
It's a summer camp.
Yeah, I applied to work at Camp Kikiwaka for the summer, and I had signed everything because I was going to, you know, it was going to help me towards my tuition, and I had never worked at summer camp. I had never been at a summer camp. I'd never attended a summer camp my entire life. And that's because I was convinced my entire life that summer camps are lame. Because why would I spend my summer doing that, right? When I could be doing anything else. But now, as an adult, I'm going, okay, you know, I'm going to be working during the summer when I have my career and everything anyways. I'm not going to get summer break for the rest of my life. So I'm going to work, right? And that was the decision that I decided to make. It was what I thought was an adult decision, right?
Right.
But I said this in response to somebody going, hey, you should work at camp. And I went, oh, yeah, okay. And that was that, right? So even though my thought process and all this kind of stuff, I think it's easy to confuse good reasons for doing something with justifications for making a decision that's not the best.
Okay.
Right? Because I was trying to justify, like, oh, yeah, I mean, I'm not going to be able to have summer vacation anyways when I have my career, so I might as well do something like this now, even though, you know, when you think about that, and you think about it for more than 2 seconds, you go, but you can just have a summer job, right? It doesn't have to be camp. You can have a summer job, and you won't have a summer vacation. You'll be working, right? And, you know, you'll also be able to control what food you eat and when you sleep and when you wake up, right? Which is things that you cannot do at camp. Any camp. Especially when you're working at camp.
True.
Right? So what I had done, and I multiple times I was like, oh, I don't want to do this, and oh, I don't, and you know, I pray that what I say is accurate to what was going on, that I don't forget important parts, because I want the correct message to get across here.
All right.
Right. Not that summer camp is bad. Not that.
It's awesome.
It's not. I bet it's great for all you freaks. But no, I bet summer camp is great, and I bet I could have had a great time. But that's a little foreshadowing to what's going to happen. But as time went by and as time got closer to this camp, I was dreading it more and more and more and more and more. And instead of thinking about it, right, instead of actually thinking about doing this, I acted very, very reactively, right? Which is, man, I wish I just wasn't going to camp. So what I decided to do, almost subconsciously leading me into these actions where I didn't read any emails, I didn't prepare anything for camp, because I didn't want to be around camp until it happened, right?
Mm-hmm.
So I kind of didn't have to realize it until I got there, which sounds like a really bad idea. That's because it is. So I pack all these clothes. I get all these things ready. I don't pack any sheets. I haven't read any emails. And I get everything ready. And I get on a plane. And I fly over to Kikiwaka World. All right. And I go there. And I meet up with my buddies that are going to drive me there. And we're driving. And we arrive at the camp. And the first thing that comes through my mind when I step foot in that camp house is, what am I doing right now?
Oh, mercy.
What is going on right now, right? And then the time comes to sign all the stuff and turn in all the paperwork we're supposed to fill out, and we get all our uniforms. By the way, the uniforms mean that I didn't have to pack nearly as much clothes as I did. Didn't have to pack nearly as much clothes. There were no sheets on the bed. I should have brought my own sheets. I didn't. I'm sleeping in a cabin with kids in them. Didn't think I was going to do that either. Why? Because I didn't read the emails.
Right.
Right? So this is all a result of acting reactively.
Right.
Right.
Or even procrastinating, too.
Well,
right?
procrastinating was my reaction, though, because I right. wanted to pretend it didn't exist. Right.
Yeah.
So I didn't go, okay, wait, let me think about this. I didn't even talk about this. I never talked about my feeling towards camp with you guys. Literally, all I did was, even though I know that to get things across and to become level-headed, I need to talk about things.
Yeah.
All I would say to you guys is, man, I don't know if I want to go to camp, but I have to. And then that was the end of the conversation.
Mm-hmm.
Right? Because I didn't want to face it. Right? And when you act in that way, in a way, when you're not acting adult, right, mm-hmm. like how I'm supposed to because I'm an adult,
right.
it's you have to pay a much greater price than when you're a kid and you don't act mature.
Absolutely.
Because when you're a kid...
You're a kid.
You're a kid.
Right.
So you're going to get punished, and you're going to get video games taken away for a week, and that sucks.
Right.
But, you know, guess what happens the week after that? Guess what happens 3 years after that? Nobody's punishing you to take away your – well, not 3 years, but a few years after that. I'm a 20-year-old man. If I come home for the summer from college
mm-hmm.
and I say something mean to my mother
mm-hmm. –
we are going to have to recuperate our relationship rather than you taking away my PlayStation.
Right.
Right?
Or me, I could beat you up physically, too.
We could also get in a fight. Right? And that would be hilarious. And I feel like it would be hard for me to take it seriously if me and you actually got into a real fist fight. But all of that to say is that now I was at camp. I was a plane flight away from home. I can't just drive home. I don't have my car, right? So I had made the decision to avoid it. And so I was kind of – everything was hitting me at once. Everything was I figured out more and more things that I was missing, more and more things that I was doing wrong. And God bless, there was this – amazing woman there that just was so kind and would talk to me about everything. And she would just talk me through it. And the next day I was like, you know what? I think I'm good. I think I'm going to be able to do this. I know I messed up, right? But I think I can do this. And then something occurred when more and more things stacked on top that it turned out I was avoiding and things that I didn't get right and all this kind of stuff. I had, for the first time in my life, a severe panic attack.
Mm.
And I couldn't breathe.
Mm-mm-mm.
And I was bawling. And mm-mm-mm. I was acting manic. And I did what I shouldn't have done while I was in a panic attack, and that's get on the phone with somebody and try and talk to them about it instead of, you know, calming down, trying to rest, trying to – because it's different. It's different than when you're just mad. It's a panic attack, mm-hmm. right? You're not really supposed to interact with people about serious matters because your head's not all there. I was like practically in this manic state,
mm-hmm.
right? And I'm crying and I'm bawling and I was talking to you guys and everything I was saying was insane
mm-hmm.
where my thought process was going. And I just felt terrible.
You felt out of control.
Wow. Right? I felt out of control.
Yes, you did.
And, you know, I'm not going to say that the panic attack was something that was in my control, but I am going to say that the situation I was in that caused the panic attack was something I could have controlled.
Right, yeah. Panic attacks usually – I've never met anyone who said, you know what?
I want a panic attack today.
Exactly. I didn't want a panic attack.
Panic attacks are not in people's control. You can get to a place while you're in the panic attack to start feeling better, to try to control it. But they come totally out of nowhere and even put people in the hospital because they feel like they're having a heart attack. So, yeah. Panic attacks are
That's what I felt like for a little, bit, but I didn't.
Panic attacks are not something that you can control.
Yeah.
But definitely you can control things that might lead up to a panic attack.
Yes.
Yeah.
And I felt the overwhelming sense after talking to multiple people telling me, you know, right now you need to think about yourself right now.
Mm-hmm.
Tons of people telling me you need to think about yourself. Don't think about camp. Think about yourself. And if yourself says that it's time to stay at camp, then that's fine. But if, you know, think about what you need right now. And it was extremely hard. I feared disappointing many people because they were excited for me to go. And I feared seeming like a quitter, which I'm pretty sure is something I've talked about in the podcast before, a fear that I've had of seeming like a quitter to people. And I, in the end, decided this is something I want to take care of, right? This is something I want to see someone for regarding this, right?
Mm-hmm.
And so I decided to leave. But what did I have to do to leave? I didn't get my PlayStation taken away. I had to pay a lot of money so that I could leave. A lot of money that I had from my job that I was able to take home, and I was planning on saving for to add to my tuition for next year, but then that money was gone because I paid for a plane ticket.
Mm-hmm.
So I quite literally paid the price. Now, where this domino effect comes into play is that I get to the airport and they tell me that I can't even go into the lobby yet. So I have no food. I've had only like some water from the water fountain. I left early in the morning for the airport to not mess with anyone's schedules. And I'm waiting there for hours upon hours upon hours upon hours. And then finally I go in. I haven't had any caffeine, so I have the worst migraine. I get a Red Bull, which I hate, but it has a lot of caffeine, which I love. So I get a Red Bull, and I get a sandwich, mm-hmm. right? And for the first time in my life, I felt that thing of, like, you know when people are like, long day, huh? And the other guy's mm-hmm. like, you're telling me, mm-hmm. right? So, like, this dude who's giving me the sandwich, he's like, man, I've been so busy today. And I'm like, it's been a hard day. And he's like, yeah, how about you? And he goes, and I'm like, yeah, it's the same, man. It's been a really hard day. And so I get this sandwich, and I go over to the airplane. I've lost money. I'm running on fumes because I didn't have any sleep after the panic attack. I was so worried, and everything was so terrible. And I'm in the middle of eating my sandwich. Guess what happens, Dad?
What happens,
I don't think I've even told you this before.
Tell me, please.
Took one bite of my sandwich. Sandwich fell on the floor.
Oh, now that's terrible.
No food. And I promise you, and I've told a lot of people this, and it's funny looking back in retrospect. Yeah. Also, I completely forgot. I got a huge argument with my friend, right, mm-hmm. over the phone.
Right.
So even before that, we're talking about low energy, running on fumes, this whole thing with camp happened, domino into getting in a huge argument with one of my closest friends,
right?
Domino into me dropping my sandwich on the floor, and that was the absolute breaking point. I promise you, when I saw the sandwich on the floor, I almost cried. I almost cried because I was like, this is the one thing. This is the one thing.
Yeah.
And it fell on the floor. And this domino effect, it all kind of toppled. And it was all a result of making very childish, reactive decisions.
Mm-hmm.
Right? The argument that I even got into, that was a very reactive thing. My mm-hmm. anger. I felt anger and I wrote it, mm-hmm. right? And, you know, I've never felt more like just this whiny little baby than, you know, when like something that I had done when I was a whiny little baby was that they would have the reading things, summer reading, and then you could have a pizza party when you go to school.
Right.
And I would cry and I would whine in front of the principal, and he would say, like, I'm going to let you go. But then mom literally came in and said, you're not going to let him go to that.
Exactly.
Because he did not read.
That's right. Consequences, baby.
Right. So that whole thing of really making adult decisions, right? If I would have stayed angry at that podcast episode, we're only here till 4, man. You know? So if I would have really stayed that mad at the podcast episode, at some point, like, I'm going to have to record the episode again. Or, which didn't happen, I looked for the episode on the computer, right? But I kept doing it because I had to believe that we didn't have to record it again, right? And I was obviously wrong because I was so mad.
Yeah.
Right.
And your daddy told you that too. I just want to put that out there.
Yeah, my daddy is really cool and really smart. So he was talking about that. But it was just being able to be proactive is, I think, comes in line with being mature.
Right.
And you cannot, it's easy to be reactive, but being a child is very easy.
Right.
You don't have to live with the things of being an adult.
Yeah.
Right.
True.
And it's, you know, life gets harder the more you grow.
Yeah.
But yet we should be able to deal with our problems better. So it's crazy. So, like, the difficulty gets higher, but also we should get better rather than the difficulty is really low and we're not expected to be that good at dealing with things when we're kids.
Mm-hmm.
Right. So it really only gets more and more and more and more. And so it's good to practice even in very small things, which even though I wouldn't consider a 45-minute-long episode a small thing.
Right.
even in small things to catch yourself when you're being reactive, because it's almost kind of like stunting yourself from maturing.
Right.
And, you know, I learned things about myself from being there, right? I learned that one thing that gives me great anxiety is being in enclosed, what is it called? When you're in a place that's like away from society. Whatever that's called. That scares me immediately. Which was a thought I had when we went to Virginia and we were in the mountains and all you could see was trees and mountains and no other places. I actually felt anxiety while we were there.
Oh, mercy.
Yeah. And I had to kind of get over it.
Yeah.
Because we were on vacation.
Yeah. And it was beautiful.
And it was beautiful and amazing. But it's something that very naturally gives me anxiety. But the thing is that even though I learned that from now on I am going to make decisions properly and I'm going to think about my decisions and I am going to proactively, I'm going to make the decision to think about decisions, right? Even though I learned that from this experience, it's not necessarily something where it's like, oh yeah, this couldn't have happened any other way, right? I think that if I would have thought more, then the whole thing could have just been avoided, right? But this it was definitely a wake-up call because I think things have been very easy for me lately.
Yeah.
So I'm not really in a lot of situations where I can be reactive and test being proactive. So that one was a huge one that just made me go, oh, I need to remember this moment when I continue on. And also, I have panic attacks. Got to check that out. So, yeah, I think that in the end, a lot of these things that happen to us that are out of our control or things that are in our control that domino effect into things that are out of our control, or things that are out of our control that cause us to react in ways that are in our control.
Yeah.
Right? Mm-hmm. Because at the end of the day, something can happen to you that's out of your control, but the thing that keeps you angry isn't that. It's you.
Right.
Right? So at the end of the day, it always ends up in our control at a certain point.
How we feel is in our control.
Exactly.
And how we react is in our control.
Yeah. So I think that it is a – when we're put in those situations, it's kind of a blessing in the sense where we are able to train ourselves to mature, right?
Mm-hmm.
Because if we're not put in situations where we have to make hard decisions or we have to be proactive in things that are out of our control, right? Or we're involved in some kind of domino effect.
Right.
The domino effect, just negative, terrible things. It's actually, I would pray before I went on Papa John's drives. After that one drive, I called it, I asked God to prevent the devil's domino effect.
There you go.
When the devil's domino effect is in place.
Mm.
These are moments where, you know, maybe God doesn't have an answer of, oh, yeah, this is how you should do it, or this is how you should do it, or I don't think God had an answer of whether or not I should stay at camp. I think the situation I was put in was able to help me make decisions for myself because I have free will for a reason,
mm-hmm.
right? And to make a good, proactive decision, that's why I was there. I wasn't there to test whether or not I have the guts to stay in that kind of situation or not.
Mm-hmm.
I personally believe that it was to show that it was to improve proper decision making and adult decision making and proactive decision making, which is something that I had a problem with indecision for the longest time.
Well, I think also kind of like to close this up is that I believe that God actually allows for us to go through situations that are out of our control so that we can grow and learn from those tough situations and learn how we can deal with that specific situation so that in the future when more situations are out of control.
Yeah, because it'll happen more and more. We've had the training.
We'll be able to know how to best react in those situations. And that's why, you know, it does come with an element of maturity and growing and getting older. If you have been able to successfully deal with situations that are out of control, then you'll be able to do it better as you grow older. Now, if you didn't deal with situations that were out of your control in a good way or in a healthy manner, then you are up for living a very tough life.
Yes.
Because things will always take place that are out of your control.
Yes. And it's what we are doomed to run into as humans. And I think that, you know, when we're presented with a fork in the road of, you know, how we should go about something, and you pray to God, give me an answer, give me the right answer, you might not get an answer. What you might have to do is really, really realize, okay, is this something that God is trying to test me to see if I can listen to him? Or is this God giving me an opportunity to take a leap of faith? Regardless of which path you take, because God gave you an answer for every single decision you had to make, where does the faith come in?
Well, I think that God does always give you an answer.
Okay.
It just may not come in the way and in the timing that you want it.
Right. But I guess what I'm saying is that, you know, when you're like, God, I don't know what decision to make. I don't know if I should go here or I should go here. And you don't feel something going either way.
Mm-hmm.
Right. I feel like it's a proper test of faith.
Yeah. Because it'll take faith. And then if that's not the route you were supposed to go in that process, you'll find out.
Pretty soon, buddy.
Yep. You'll find out if it was right one or not.
So, yeah, dang. Well, I'll tell you what, that helped me.
Great. Glad you could come to PK Therapy today.
I'm in a much better mood now.
Glad you could come to the PK Podcast Therapy session.
I'm feeling like a million bucks. But yeah, no, actually, yeah, it was a little bit emotionally exhausting to talk about, but it was. I'm glad that we talked about this because this is something that I've talked to about with a lot of people, and I think it's proper to talk about on the podcast, so that maybe other people don't go to Camp Kikiwaka when they don't really want to.
Or at the very least, are honest and
true to themselves.
If things are going out of your control, try to be able to know that you can control how you feel about it, because you can control your feelings and dealing in a place that's out of control. You have that control. You may not have control of the situation, but you always have control of yourself.
It is God's gift to us, control over our actions.
Come on now.
Yep. All right. Well, there you go. That was good therapy for me. Thank you guys for listening to me feel better. This wasn't for you. This is just going to be for me to listen to later. We're not going to publish this or anything. This is just for me. So it's just my recording and my personal files. But just in case you get a hold of this, I send you the MP3 through like email or like if I give you a USB drive, then thank you for listening. Thank you for caring. This has been the PK Podcast.
Well, you can hear this episode anytime you want, over and over
Wait,
again.
Wait, no, Dad. You said we wouldn't publish this episode.
Oh, we are. Why? Because God
made you special.
And he loves you very much.
Bye-bye.
Bye.